Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Future Brock Lesnar plans revealed. Plus, we have an update on Sasha Banks and Naomi, and a released NXT star gets killed off but lives to tell the tale. For Wednesday, June the 29th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
There's no doubt he is one of the great champions in the history. Oh my God. Holy hell! What the hell is this? Could it be? It is! Yes! Yes! Yes, it is! Roman Reigns has seen a ghost! The Beast, Brock Lesnar, is back!
Brock Lesnar has burst back onto the scene in WWE amid a spate of injuries that have plagued the roster. Lesnar is back to headline SummerSlam with Roman Reigns in a last man standing match. How often are we going to be seeing Brock Lesnar on WWE television between now and the end of July for SummerSlam? Well, it's not looking like he's going to be around a whole lot at time of recording. He's been announced so far for 3 WWE televised shows. 2 episodes of SmackDown, one in Boston on the 22nd and one in Atlanta on the 29th of July. And before that, he'll be on Raw in San Antonio on July the 11th. Now, these may very well be the only shows he does in the lead up to his last man standing match with Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. In terms of beyond that, well, Brock Lesnar isn't confirmed for any WWE events in August or September, which pretty much rules him out of Clash at the Castle at this time in Cardiff and any plans heading into Survivor Series in the end of the year. This does very much feel like it is a short burst run for Brock Lesnar to help WWE out of quite an extensive injury hole at the moment.
Yes, yes, y'all. So fresh, y'all. Snoop Dogg with Sasha Banks. We the best, y'all. Make way for the new. What it do? And if you run away, let me say she coming for you.
Let's get you up to date on the Sasha Banks and Naomi situation. Now, it was reported by Raj Giri of Wrestling Inc. that Sasha Banks had been released from her WWE contract. We have an update on that this morning. PW Insider saying, for those who continue to ask, as of this morning, Sasha Banks and Naomi remain listed on the active WWE roster internally. There has been no change in their status made internally since they walked out on Raw several weeks ago. Neither have been officially released. Raj Giri of Wrestling Inc. broke the initial news of Sasha Banks' release, which was corroborated by WrestleVotes as well. Raj has posted the following, saying, here is what I know about Sasha Banks. She was released on June the 10th, and it comes from Erica Schreiber, the Vice President of Business and Legal Affairs for Talent Relations. As for why WWE has not said anything or removed her, the rumor is that leadership is trying to smooth things over. Going on to say that with the current climate that WWE, and in particular Vince McMahon, finds himself, that they would want to have this resolved in the most positive way possible. That being with Sasha Banks and Naomi returning to WWE. Last week, we did see Sasha Banks out and about sporting a new look. She had a photo session with Lady Lucha and Samurai Del Sol. Yesterday, Naomi popped onto Twitter to send some love to John Cena, who celebrated his 20th anniversary of his debut on Raw on Monday. And she tweeted to John, "You're the best. Thank you for all the encouragement and feedback you've given me through my years and for the best tours ever. I'm only mad I missed you this time. There's always this amazing energy shift whenever you are in the building." Naomi giving some love to John Cena as her status in WWE, along with Sasha Banks, still remains a bit up in the air.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Roman Reigns, cut the Money in the Bank, Saturday, Vegas, you're looking at the new Mr. Money in the Bank, and Roman, I'm coming for your ass!
Whoa!
What? If I decide not to cash in till SummerSlam, my old friend, Brock Lesnar, it applies to you too!
This weekend, it's Money in the Bank 2022. You can check out later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed and the Cultaholic YouTube channel your 9 pitches for Money in the Bank 2022. Andrew, Ross and Jack pitching what they want to happen at Money in the Bank on Saturday. Tomorrow, you will have predictions for Money in the Bank from Andrew, the reigning Cultaholic heavyweight champion, and myself. You will have live reactions on Saturday night to every single moment of Money in the Bank 2022. Again, from Andrew and myself. You'll have what happened at Money in the Bank on Sunday from Jack the Jobber and the WTF moments from Money in the Bank with Ross Tweddle. Money in the Bank weekend. It's going to be a big one here at Cultaholic.
Ring the bell!
We were meant to see a Money in the Bank qualifying match on Raw this Monday, and it didn't happen. Got quietly knocked on the head. Kevin Owens was set to face either Ezekiel, Elias, or their third brother, Elrod, with a spot in the Money in the Bank ladder match to the winner. However, it didn't happen. PW Insider are reporting that the belief among those they spoke to is that Kevin Owens is dealing with a minor injury, which is why he didn't wrestle on last night's Raw. Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer also said that Owens was dealing with a minor issue and the match with Ezekiel could take place this Friday on SmackDown. Dana Brooke was also absent from Raw this past Monday. She revealed why on Twitter, saying, "Much love to the WWE Universe for the support and love standing up for me. The reason I was not on Raw last night was because I got into a bad car accident the past week. I'm doing good and I'll be back in no time. I really appreciate the love. Couldn't ask for better fan support." We send our best wishes, of course, to Dana Brooke for a full and speedy recovery. Another member of the Dark Order has had their AEW contract expire. Alan Five Angels, as confirmed by Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live, isn't necessarily done with AEW. He is still expected to work on a per-appearance deal, but he's already set up an email address and is pitching for bookings for promotions up and down the country and beyond, no doubt. He also tweeted out yesterday, excited for what's next. Alan Five Angels, potentially coming to an indie promotion near you soon. Ric Flair's last match is on July the 31st. That show shaping up already. We had announced last night another match featuring former WWE stars. Killer Cross is going to face Davey Boy Smith Jr., a first-time ever match, I do believe, between those two. That joins a card that also features Jordan Grace defending the Knockouts Championship of Impact against Deonna Purrazzo and Rachel Ellering. It sees the Wolves team up to face the Motor City Machine Guns. It sees Josh Alexander defend his Impact World title against Jacob Fatu. And of course, in the main event, Ric Flair's last match. AEW Blood and Guts goes down tonight. A title match has been added after Stokely Hathaway threw out an open challenge for Jade Cargill's TBS title. It was answered by Layla Gray, the reigning OVW Women's Champion. She will challenge for the TBS title, currently held by Jade Cargill, on tonight's episode of AEW Dynamite, the Blood and Guts special. Also tonight on Blood and Guts, Orange Cassidy taking on Ethan Page in a match that comes up after Dan Lambert had some strong words for Orange Cassidy, saying that he wouldn't be able to compare or match up to Ethan Page, hence this match now happening on the undercard of a show that will also feature the Blood and Guts match itself. Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Matt Menard, Angelo Parker, Daniel Garcia, and Jake Hager taking on the interim AEW World Champion John Moxley, Wheelie Uta, Santana Ortiz, Eddie Kingston, and the newest member of the Blackpool Combat Club, Claudio Castagnoli. Three more title matches added to NXT's Great American Bash next week. Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez are going to challenge Toxic Attraction for the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships. Carmelo Hayes also will defend the North American title against Grayson Waller. Creed brothers will have their hands full. They are going up against fellow Diamond Mine members Roderick Strong and Damon Kemp. The Diamond Mine explodes. It's a show that will be main evented by Bron Breakker defending the NXT Championship against the top contender Cameron Grimes. Speaking of NXT, they killed off a released WWE star on the show last night. Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stacks Lorenzo were on NXT in a vignette standing on a bridge with D'Angelo holding the watch and jacket that he gave to Two Dimes, to Troy Donovan. They were intimating, very much implying, that Two Dimes had been thrown over the bridge and into the river, essentially hinting that they killed off an NXT star. Now, Two Dimes himself, Troy Donovan, aka Cole Carter, was released from his WWE deal a few weeks back. He tweeted out, "I'm a good swimmer. The joke's on you all." 10 gimmick changes that failed to save a WWE career. That is on our YouTube channel right now, along with the AEW TF moments from AEW's Forbidden Door 2022. Check out later today the 9 pitches for Money in the Bank coming up this weekend on the YouTube channel and on the podcast feed as well. And for the latest wrestling news, and to find out who has made it to Sting's Mount Rushmore of wrestling, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.